So here's what I'd like to do. So friends, this is a Be Rich Sunday, okay? And what a Be Rich Sunday is, okay, so number one, I realize Thanksgiving is this week, but we're already thinking ahead, right? Isn't that how that goes? Okay. So as we move into the Christmas season, you are going to buy an awful lot of gifts for people you don't even like, right? I mean, that is just the honest truth. But let's think about this. I mean, we're church people, we're Christians. So friends, whose birthday are we celebrating, right? Now, the crazy thing is this, is that Americans especially, I'm sure everybody else does this too, but we spend ridiculous amounts on ourselves around Christmas time and ridiculous amounts on people we don't like, right? I mean, there's going to be some advertising come up on TV that says if you buy this for $39.95, you're going to get suckered in and you're going to buy it. And it's going to hang around your house for a brief period of time. And then you're going to give it away or you're going to pitch it. I know at our house, we had snackies. Anybody know what a snacky is? Okay, we had snackies around our house because somebody had to have those. The snackies are now gone. Now, I can't remember how much we paid for those, but I think it was a regrettable spending choice. But if we're going to celebrate the birth of Jesus, because Christmas is not your birthday, is it? Christmas is not my birthday, but if we're going to celebrate Christmas the right way and celebrate it as Jesus' birth, wouldn't it make sense that we would give Jesus something he wants instead of something we want? Because many of us, believe it or not, we are probably richer than we think. And the passage that Connie read earlier, I just want to read back to you. But the Apostle Paul writes, and he says, "Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain." Now the problem is this. Is that when you and I hear the word, whenever we hear the Apostle Paul say, "Command those who are rich," we immediately go, "Well, who's he talking to? He's not talking to me. I don't have a whole lot of money." So who in the world is the Apostle Paul talking to? Now, here's the thing. The problem is many of us probably have more money than we could ever imagine, and many of us probably make more money than a number of people in our population and in the world. But the problem is we don't feel rich. And sometimes we associate richness with feeling rich. And the last time I felt rich was whenever I lived at home. And I worked for Mazzio's delivering pizza. Okay? Because why? Because I didn't have any responsibility. I didn't pay rent because I live with my parents and they paid all the bills. Anybody experience that, right? That's like 100% of us. But my parents paid the bills, but I had all kinds of money. And the reason I had all kinds of money is because I had margin in my life. And for many of us, when we hear the word rich or we think about rich people are those other people. Rich people are the people that make more money than we do. We have this figure in our mind that, okay, those are the rich people. They make certain amounts of money. But we feel rich when we have some margin in our lives. Now, if you want to feel rich, here's the thing. Move back in with your parents. Yeah. Sell your house, sell your car, and move back in with your parents. But some of y'all are going, "I'm glad my kids aren't here," right? Right now, some of you have kids that are off somewhere that you're like, "You should listen to Joe's sermon." But today, you're like, no. Don't listen to this one. But margin is one of those things that happens in our lives, and all of a sudden we don't feel rich because we don't have margin in our lives. And so that's not God's problem, is it? Right? I mean, if I don't have margin in my life, that's usually my problem. I mean, I'm not going to have anybody raise their hands, but how crazy is it, right, that I can go buy a cell phone on a payment plan? Okay? I mean, I can walk in Verizon, and I've done it, and then I sent it back. I can walk in Verizon And the salesman says, Joe, you know what? We'll give you $300 off today if you buy the new iPhone. And I go, man, $300, what a deal. And then they go, and Joe, we can set you up on a payment plan. And before logic hits me, I say, yes. Yes, I'd like to have that. Now, how long do I have to have before I return this thing that I really don't need, right? And then it hits me somewhere along the way. Okay, who has a payment plan for a phone, right? But we do things like that. I mean, rich people make crazy decisions about money, and we don't have any margin in our lives. But I'm going to look around because I want you to understand that you're probably richer than you think. Believe it or not, if you make $48,000 in combined annual household income, you are in the top 1% of wage earners in the world. Top 1% of wage earners in the world. And so for many of us, I think I'm in that bracket, we go, wait a second, I'm not rich. But compared to a number of people, we really are. And for some of us, we've been to some places in the world where we were pretty darn rich. I've been to the Dominican Republic. And I've been to some different places where I'm looking around at the sewage and looking around at a church that meets near a dump. And I'm going, how much money is everybody making around here? Or Mia is headed to Mexico over Christmas break on a mission trip. And I'm sure that what she's going to find out when she goes to Mexico is there are some folks in the world that she's probably richer than. And she's 15 years old. But the reality is, okay, and I'm going to move on because I'm kind of meddling right now. And you're like, okay, Joe, let's move. But the thing is this, is for many of us, we are rich in this present world. And so when Paul writes to Timothy, he says, command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain because we don't know what's going to happen, but to put their hope in God who richly provides. And then he says this, and this is where I'm going to invite you to something here. And he says, command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and be generous, and be willing to share. Be a part. And the thing is this, is you and I think if we just had more money, that would solve all of our be rich problems. And the unfortunate thing is that is not the case. That statistically, if you do the research, that the more money we have, actually the less percentage of our money we give away to charities. And did you know, just to give you a statistic here, that on average, people who make $50,000 a year give only 6% to charities. And actually, people who make $200,000 a year give 4% to charities, and those numbers begin to go down. And here's what that tells me, and here's what this should tell you, is that the problem is many of us are rich, we are just not good at it. And we need to begin to, right? We need to begin to practice being rich. And so what I want to invite you and I want to invite me to is this, is I want to invite us to practice being rich. And since the Christmas season is all about Jesus, right? I mean, we're Christian folks. We can say this, right? The Christmas season, everybody's like, I guess. The Christmas season is all about Jesus. And it's not your birthday and it's not my birthday. It's Jesus' birthday. And so what if, friends, what if? Here's what we're going to do. So on Christmas Eve this year, what I would like us to do is I want to take up a Christmas miracle offering. And we are going to give that entire miracle offering to the women's shelter, okay? But here's the next part of this challenge, okay? So don't get nervous. But what I think would be amazing is what if you gave your age amount? Since it's Jesus' birthday and it's not your birthday, okay? So I'm 48. And so what I would do is I would give $48 on Christmas Eve to the women's shelter. Now, some of y'all, are a little bit younger, and you probably just need to double up and pretend like you are a little bit older, right? So, and some of you are like, okay, Joe, I'm getting close to 100. I don't know, okay? I'm not going to call any names. But here's the thing. What if, What if we could have a miraculous Christmas Eve offering that we could then hand to the women's shelter? And here's the other part of this, okay? And I'm going to wrap this up, but here's the other part of this. And we invited someone, and we said, you know what? Why don't you show up to Christmas Eve? Joe is not that great, okay? We think he's okay. But here's the thing. We are going to receive a miracle offering on Christmas Eve, and all that money, 100% of it, is going to go outside the walls. It's not going to hang out inside the church. But we're going to give that to the women's shelter. So if you don't come for any other reason, why don't you come so you can give? Now, the other thing I need to say is this. Some of y'all are sitting here, and you're a little nervous. And you're thinking, well, Joe, I don't have enough money to give my age. Well, here's the thing. I'm going to let you off the hook, even though I think you should give your age, okay? Young people, I think you need to play too. So if you can't give your age, just give what you can. Just give what you can. My goal is, can we have 100% participation? That we say, you know what? I'm going to participate in this. I'm going to be a part of this, and we have 100% participation. And for some of us, we may give our age. For some of us, we may give double our age, which would really be awesome. For some of us, we're just going to tack multiple zeros on the end, right? But let's do something miraculous for Jesus' birthday on Christmas Eve, and let's give, and let's hand it out the door. Can we do that? All right, yes. So let's do this. I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to welcome us to sing our closing hymn. God, we are grateful that we are probably more rich than we could ever imagine, that there are many people in our world that live on less than $2 a day. But God, we want to make an impact. We want to be great at being rich. And so God, we want to practice it. And so we are praying right now that on Christmas Eve in this church, that we have a miraculous Christmas Eve offering. We pray this in the matchless name of Jesus. Amen.